Hi, this is Teresa Graham, and you're now listening to The Risa Show. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Good morning. Good morning to everyone from around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. Now, just in case you want to hear this podcast live this morning, you can do so by dialing error code 563-999-3467. and you will be able to come on and hear the show live. Also, I just want to take this time to welcome everyone who has gifts and talents. If you would like to be on the show, you can also go to my website, serveitupnow.com, and fill out a brief description of what you want to talk about. Tell me what you want to talk about. What type of gifts and talents that the Most High God have given you that you feel that will be a fit for this platform? And guys, I'm here to serve you to the world, amen, through this platform. And I thank the Most High God for allowing me to start Serve It Up Now podcast, because there are so many people who are in obscurity at this moment that the world doesn't know who you are. Okay? And so, with that said, because I am a servant of the Most High God, I want to serve your gifts and talents up to the world, okay? So if you would like to be on the show, just go ahead and leave your contact number, and I will definitely get in touch with you, okay? And also, I mean, you know, just make sure you leave a phone number now, because I need to contact you and talk with you and pretty much break bread with you over the phone before I bring you on the show, because I would like to get a feel for what you really want to serve to the world. And so that way, you know, I would know which way to take the show after, you know, I have prayed before the Most High God, because I would love for you to have a successful show, and I want the world to just love on you, amen. So thank you also for listening to Serve It Up Now. Well, guys, let me go ahead and get into the forecast here in Fort Worth. It says that it is 94 degrees, and I guess the temperature is rising. And so it says today it's going to be sunny. I love sunshine, okay? I love sunshine, and I love rain, too, because, you know, there's life in the water. You know, we need water. But I tell you, when you got to get out there and cut that grass, come on, somebody. A lot of people saying, oh, I don't know. But it is what it is, okay? So, again, I want everyone to understand that we need to make sure that we put water in our system. You know, I always like to look at the body like a car. You know, if you don't put water in that car, your car is going to break down. And that's the same thing with that body. If you don't treat that body right, honey, you better believe it's going to break down on you, okay? Okay, well, yesterday we were talking about faith, and y'all know I love to talk about faith because that's how I live my life. I live my life through faith. I never live my life by what I can see in the natural. Let's put it like that. I'm always living by faith, okay, because the Word of God says the just shall live by faith. And I do. I live by faith. I mean, I look here. I live by my spiritual eyes and not my natural eyes, because sometimes your natural eyes can really trick you and cause you to miss God and cause you to do things you ain't got no business doing because you're looking through your eyes. Come on, somebody. You know, so I don't operate by looking through my natural eyes. I love looking through my spiritual eyes and watching how my daddy is going to work it out in my favor, in my good, for my good. Amen. So definitely, you know, we talked about faith, I think, for 2 days now, you know. So if you have not listened to the last two podcasts, I advise you to go back and listen to it, because we're talking about faith. And a lot of people, they have had faith, and that's all they have. See, 1 minute, oh, I believe God, and then when a storm come up, they don't even realize that the peace is already in their house. Come on, somebody. Peace is already in the situation. And so they don't have to try to work things and try to make things happen, because the Most High God has already worked it out for them. All they have to do is cast their cares upon him, because he cares for them. He's going to work everything out. Whatever you need, you know, the Most High God is going to work it out. So you don't have to worry about wrestling and tussling and wondering and doubting and walking in unbelief with the purpose that God has planted plan for you the moment that he launched you into your mother's womb, see. He already knew what he had put in you and purpose for you to be, so all you have to do is seek the Most High God and seek his will and find out, Father God, what really did you? Why did you? You know, what's my purpose? You know, ask questions. It's okay to ask God questions about your destiny and your future because you ask him because you want to get it right. And beloved, that's what we want to do is always make sure that we're walking in the right path, the right directions, I would say, okay? And we don't want to spend too much time in the wrong pond. You ever seen that? You know, you put a fish in the wrong water. We don't want to be walking down the wrong path for our life because we waste time. But we want to seek God and say, God, you know what? You know, I take my hand off it. I trust you, and I need to know, Father God, why did you create me? What was my purpose? What is your plan for my life? You know, it's good to seek God when you want to know things about yourself. You know, I've learned over the years how to get before a mirror and take a good look at Teresa. You know what I'm saying? Not by what someone else has said or what someone else thought. I look at me, and I ask God to show me me. Amen? Because you'll be surprised a lot of things that you thought you forgave or you gave up is still in you, okay? You'll be surprised. Amen? Amen. And all of us, I don't care who you are, you have a weakness. And that's what I want to talk about today, beloved. I want to talk about recognizing your weakness. Can I just pocket right there for a few seconds with you, a few minutes? It's going to be minutes, okay? I want to talk about recognizing your weakness. And all of us, we have a weakness. Some may have a weakness for food. Some may have a weakness for women. Some may have a weakness for men. Some may have a weakness for money, for houses and cars. Some may have a weakness for some strange things. But I don't care who you are in life, beloved, you have a... And sometimes that weakness can overtake you. And sometimes that weakness can have a strong hold on you that it will destroy your destiny. Sometimes that weakness will cause you to miss God. Sometimes that weakness will turn your world upside down. And so, beloved, you have to look in the mirror and ask yourself, what is my weakness? Because if you are a human being, you have a weakness. Uh-huh. And sometimes we like to brush our weakness under the rug. A lot of men and a lot of women have weaknesses where they have to look at porn. And they said they're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, but yet they can't help themselves from looking at people tied up, knitted up, knotted up in sexual acts on video. And so that's a strong hold in their life, and that is a weakness in their life. And so one thing about weakness, the spirit of weakness never looks for anybody who is strong in their belief and in their faith and they trust God, and they walk with God, and they talk with God, and they meditate on the Word of God, and they know God for themselves, and they have a relationship, and they're being led by the Holy Spirit of the living God, because the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you in spirit and in truth. And so the weakness, the spirit of weakness, can't deal with you. But it deals with people who have a fake praise. It deals with people who have a fake word, a fake relationship, but have religion. It deals with people who are in self-denial. They deny the fact that they're weak, and they're puffed up with pride and arrogance and think it's all about them and me, I. You see what I'm saying? But they never allow God to break their will. And so they find themselves being weak to pornography, find themselves being weak to lust. We know that the Word of God talks about how lust, when it's finished with you, it will kill you. Oh God, we got a lot. We got to get in this. And I'm not going to try to rush it today. I'm just going to do a 30-minute setup, okay, for tomorrow. I think that's what we're going to do. Praise you, Jesus, because this got to get down in your spirit, man. Because I want you to understand, beloved, that we all have a weakness that the Most High God have to break. Weakness will cause you some problems. Weakness will cause you some problems. So the spirit of weakness, it looks for a weak in your life. That's why I always tell people, I say, you know what? One thing about the devil, he has a portfolio on all of us. And he pay more attention to the ones who said they're saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Because now he wants to come and test you to see whether you know who you are and whose you are. He want to come and see whether that shout is real, that praise is real, that clapping and that dancing and that jumping and that hopping and swinging from the church ceiling and spitting and rolling all over the floor. He want to see whether all that you say is real. And so now he has a portfolio on every one of us. And he finds your weak spot where he can come and test you. He loves to test folk now. Come on. We can look at Job. Come on. We can look at the three Hebrew boys. Come on here. We can look at Daniel. Y'all better talk to me today. And so one thing about the enemy, he comes looking for that weak little spot. Y'all know what a spot is, right? It's not like a great big, you know, flood. It's like little tiny, you know, like you make a little period behind a sentence. That's how a spot is. And so he looked for that little weak spot. Yes, he do. I want you to understand that now. He has a portfolio on all of us. And so I want to take it to the Word of God because I need you to see briefly. Like I said, I'm not going to rush through this today, okay? I feel the Holy Ghost of the living God. But I want you to understand that the enemy never tempt you with something you don't like. God, I felt that in the Holy Ghost. He always tempts you with what turns you on. Oh, God, I just slapped somebody in the spirit realm right there. He always tempts you with what you are attracted to. And you find yourself can't help yourself. I've seen where many women would come to church in front of pastors and sit in the front seat, and they don't have any underwear on. And the preacher can't preach from trying to reach because these young girls are showing their fur burgers. They're showing their fur burgers to the pastor. And that causes the pastor to look upon them and lust. The Bible talks about when you look upon somebody and lust, you've already committed the act. You might as well go on and do it because you've already been charged with it. Come on, somebody. So see, I want to talk to you how lust forms in these churches. Come on, somebody. Holiness doesn't mean hoishness. Y'all missed that. Holiness is not hoishness. Whore. And I know I talk funny because a lot of people say, girl, you be talking funny. We be trying to catch on to you, but I want y'all to catch me in the spirit, okay? Okay? And so when you find these women coming in, all with their cleavage hanging and their skirts up to their behinds, no stockings on their legs. Come on, somebody. Everybody coming in, they looking seductive because their main purpose is to come and seduce you. Seduce you right out of your purpose. Come on. Come on. Come on out of here. Come on. See? And so they don't understand that the word of God said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtained favor of God. Meaning that that woman is going to fit your purpose. Meaning that that woman is your rib. Come on, somebody. I know there's a lot of bad sisters out there that look gorgeous and probably going to outdo your woman or your boo or whoever you decide you're going to get. And there's a lot of handsome GQ men out there that maybe, you know what I'm saying, gonna you know what I'm saying, gonna make your man look like, okay, he just plain Mr. Whoever, you know. But you got to understand, love has nothing to do with your outward appearance. Lust does. But love don't. Let me say that again. Love do not have anything to do with a person's outward appearance. Lust does. But love doesn't. When you're joined together, you're joined together in the spirit, not flesh. Huh? Because you got to take a picture, beloved, because that flesh is going to shift. That flesh is going to change. Meaning what you fell in love with going to change. See, one thing you got to ask a man or a woman when you come together, you got to say, baby, do you still love me if I get my leg chopped off? Will you still love me the same? If I get my eyeballs, if I can't walk no more, that sexy walk, will you still want me then? Huh? You got to ask these questions because if somebody is getting with you because you're fine, you got those thighs and those lips and those hips and those biceps and those muscles and you got it going on. If somebody get with you because of that, baby, you ain't got nothing. You better keep going. What you say? See, I believe when the word of God say, he that findeth a wife, he didn't say he that findeth a woman with a junk in the trunk, hips, lips, and thighs, huh? He that findeth a wife, no, he need a helpmeet. He needs somebody that know how to usher him, to push him into his purpose, to speak into his destiny, speak into his purpose, encourage him. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody out of here. I know I'm talking good today, right? Right, right. Y'all know how I do. Glory be to God. I got to keep it 100. Huh? A man findeth a wife. He findeth a good thing. Good thing don't mean this woman will not fit his purpose. The man is looking for his rib. And the rib fits his body, fit his purpose. And that's what it's about, beloved. A lot of men have joined themselves to women that don't fit their purpose. And so they drain them. Amen? Instead of pushing them. But all because there's a weakness. You know how many men get married to women just because they look good? Just because they post on their social media a little bit of posts about God? just because they want to make this man, trick this man into thinking that they're godly and they're holy and set apart for God's use. You know how many men are tricked and tripped up because they don't take time to seek God? Come on, somebody. You're in a rush. What you in a rush for? Sometimes we get in trouble because we become anxious and we don't pray. You know how many single pastors are slipping and dipping with every woman in their church? Because they got a weakness for women. They're sleeping with their church members. Telling the woman, oh, you're going to be my wife. And that keeps the woman there. And they tell the woman lies and false things. And the women be right there giving up their money and giving up their patooting. Giving up their vajayjay, in other words. All because this man of God, this leader of the church, told them that they're going to be the wife. Hush up. Don't tell nobody. And this woman, she quiet and dying in herself. Because now he done went on to the next new person and told them all, everybody he done told the same thing to. You're going to be my wife. Be quiet. Don't tell nobody. Well, if God calls you to find this woman to be your wife, what's the secret? Don't you think everybody should know? I know it's nobody's business, but at least let the sisters know you off the market. You're not on the dating scene. Don't have other women thinking, oh, you're single and you're available, when you know secretly you got a boo. And you got this woman, or you probably got a couple of boos that thinking the same thing and thinking that they're engaged to you. You have to pull the cover off your weakness. See, if you know your weakness is women, you need to own up to that, go on a fast, and kill that lustful spirit. I cannot be a part of anybody's ministry when I know you have a struggle, a weakness in women. Amen? Because if you got a weakness in women, then there's a problem there. There's a problem. And I'm going to talk about some weaknesses that was in the Bible that I think each and every one of us need to discuss. And I want to start with the two human that was created on the earth, and that was Adam and Eve. I want to talk about Eve's weakness and what happened to her. Because your weakness will cause you to become shame, and you will make fake fig leaves to hide your, and a lot of preachers are preaching behind fig leaves, not the covering of God, but the covering of fig leaves, because they are ashamed, and they're dealing with this weakness. They look at porn. You'd be surprised how many preachers are really looking at porn and talking about they're preaching the gospel. And they're trying to cast out demonic spirits. You know what I'm saying? And they're making a mess. You'd be surprised how many preachers are really bound with their weaknesses. Amen? There's a lot of them. And we're gonna have to pull the cover off. See? Is God calling your name? Preacher, where are you? Man of God, where are you? Woman of God, where are you? Amen? Not only, I would say, I'm not going to put it all on the brothers, but the sisters doing the same thing. And he's calling your name. He knows where you are because he's an all-knowing, all-seeing God. He just want to know, do you know where you are? Amen? And so I want to talk about that tomorrow. I'm not going to we're just going to get into it just a little bit because I really want to bring this home to you. There's weaknesses in the church that we as a believer is not listening to. Amen. Because we don't want to be real with self. We don't want to realize that, hey, we have a weakness. We have a weakness. And so I want you all to go before the Most High God. Look in the mirror. Don't be asking God about everybody else around you. God, do they have a weakness? What's her weakness? What is it? No. You get in the Word of God for yourself and get in that mirror and ask God, Lord, I'm looking at myself. Show me. Show me my weakness today. Show me, God. Do I have a weakness? Ask God to show you that weakness. If you got a weakness, beloved, because that weakness will destroy you. And it's time for us to recognize the weakness that's within us. Amen. Amen. My weakness, I have a bad weakness, guys. I have a weakness, I'm telling you, out of this world. I tell you. And I think it caused some problems in my body that I faced some years ago. I have a weakness. And my weakness is sugar. Can I say that again? I'm going to say it because I'm still believing God to deliver me from sweets, from sugar. Since I was a little girl, that was my weakness. I've always had weaknesses for sugar. I would eat sugar on a spoon. I would eat sugar out the bag. As a little girl, I used to sneak sugar in the midnight hour to my mom. She scared the mess out of me. But I would sneak sugar. That has always been my weakness. And can I say cancer loves sugar? Huh? Cancer feeds off of sugar. Yeah. And two times I had to fight for my life against cancer. But God healed me, totally healed me. This last time, guys, I shouldn't have been here. But every time you see me or every time you hear me, you're looking at a miracle. You're listening to a miracle. I don't know nobody who survived with cancer in both of their lungs, cancer in their liver, and cancer in their breast at the same time. Come on. Cancer came back with a vengeance, and it tried to take me out, but I'm here. I'm healthy. Amen. Glory be to God. I feel a preach right there. I'm healthy today. But I want you to examine your weakness today. What have your weakness cost you? What will your weakness cost you? That's something we all got to figure out. We got to ask that question. Amen? God wants us to be real. He wants us to be real. If we can be real with ourselves, then we can go out and fulfill the purpose and plans of God for our life. But if you're hiding behind fig leaves, huh? Fig leaves represent shame, huh? Fig leaves represent shame. Amen? It's time that you free yourself, beloved, through the word of the living God. Allow God to be all that he want to be in your life today. Amen? Glory be to God. Well, tomorrow we're going to finish this up. We want to talk about weakness, how to recognize weaknesses in your life and be real with it. Amen? For the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. And that weakness could be a stronghold in your life today. Okay? So with that said, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve the information, guys, you can use. be sure tomorrow, if you would like to call in, you can call in and tell me a little bit about your weakness if you would like to share. That's area code 563-999-3461. I would love to hear your testimony. Also, guys, with that said, I want to just say to you today, make sure to drink plenty of water today, okay? When you out and about, stay safe, hug someone, and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.
Said in